So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
This band I know well.
There you go. If this is what we need to tell the people at Lala. If you want to get the older crowd, too, to spend some money, like Paul McCartney.
I was just going to say, he was there several years
ago. God, he brought down the house.
Yeah.
He was so good at Lollapalooza. I've seen McCartney probably a half a dozen times. He is just fantastic. You have a Beatle singing the Beatles in front of you, which is just wonderful. Our next guest is a travel expert, one of our favorites to have in the studio. She was just in the New York Times, and my phone just turned off. Hold on a second. The name of the article is called Napa with the Family, in quotes, great wine, minimal wine, W-H-I-N-E. It's Amy Terracotta. It's great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
God, I love a pun. So punny.
Are you going to Lala when you do a story on Lala?
Funny you should ask. First of all, my daughter would kill me. I mean, our entire summer trip is plotted out because of Lollapalooza. But funnily enough, I was invited by the Chicago Tourist Board last week, and I told her that I was planning to go, and the eye roll, I thought it was going to be permanent.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
because I just got a new fanny pack, and she was so disgusted. I was like, don't worry, I'm going to Jackson Hole. Have fun.
The fanny packs drive me crazy.
Strap it around this way.
Well, I want to tell you something about fanny packs. Did you hear about Complex Con last week?
Yes.
I went to Complex Con. Speak about being the oldest person there. I felt like I needed a cane. But in any case, the hipsters, it's like gender fluidity at its finest there. All the guys, Louis Vuitton, Supreme, Dior, all strapped across the chest.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly.
Strap it around the chest.
Why is that? It used to be the fanny pack back in the day was around the waist.
That's right, but it's not cute anymore, right? But they still are functional.
If you don't have a 22-inch waist and you wear a fanny pack, you look like crap.
There it is, Amy.
I'm sorry.
There
it is.
So true.
I'm a mother of two, and I can say it.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, the fanny pack is—they don't call it a fanny pack anymore. They call it a waist pack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But when did the young kids get into the designers, like the Louis and the Supreme? Supreme is such a huge brand. I didn't know what it was until my son told me.
Oh, well, Supreme actually did a partnership with Louis Vuitton last year.
They do a partnership with everybody now, it seems like.
Supreme's been around it's been at least 20 years. They were like the first ones on the streetwear scene. And Mark Echo, who started Complex Magazine, which Complex Con has evolved into, he has been like the brainchild of, in my opinion, of getting streetwear really out there. And there's so many other magazines. I mean, if you asked your son, and my daughter actually said to me, I said, I went to Complex Con. She said, oh, I love Complex. I get so much of my news from Complex online.
My son wanted to go, and I talked him out of it. I wish he would have told me you were going. I could have hung out with you.
Oh, absolutely. I would have taken you guys.
I would have gone if I wasn't in New York. One of my friends, Brandon Bro, is at Complex Con. He's an incredible Chicago artist.
Well, I met Fashion Geek, a Chicago artist who just partnered up with Puma, told me his whole life has changed.
Yes.
And then Champion had stuff going on.
Well,
Converse.
Explain to people what it is that don't know.
I actually didn't understand what it is. Complex Magazine is a streetwear/pop culture magazine. And they decided to bring the whole entity to life 4 years ago in Long Beach, California, with pop-up shops. So there are tiny pop-up shops that range from established sportswear brands that really do veer heavily into this whole millennial fashion culture. So you've got Reebok was there, Converse, Puma, and then you've got these smaller groovy brands that were doing nails. There was Bathing Ape, which is a Japanese company.
Oh, the Bape. Oh, jeez.
But here's what they do. Here's how they
it's
got-
an ape.
It's an ape.
They but put here- an ape on you- a pair of Converse and they charge $1.50 for them. I mean, come on.
What?
Oh, more. You should have seen, there was a fight that broke out at 9:30 a.m. at Converse. The cops had to get pulled in.
What?
But I'm going to tell you why.
Drama.
Huge streetwear drama. What happened is they drop. I'm really too old to say that, but I'll say it with quotes.
They released.
they released. Like,
go ahead,
they released. Like Champion released. They release it at these shows. That's how they get the big crowds.
Right.
Because the thing that gets these younger people sassed is they want exclusivity. They want limited edition. brand. They want to be the first to have it. They don't want to wear like LV all over everything. Yeah. They don't want they don't want classic LV. They want the LV that only 100 are made, and they want to be the first to wear it.
Yeah.
And they're willing to cough up the money for it.
And Virgil Abloh, I mean, he's now, you know, doing design for Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, he's the menswear designer.
Absolutely.
He actually, I heard he went to the show. Yeah.
And the MCA hosted his show. I mean, so there's this cross culture of art, hip hop, streetwear, all of it. And it keeps everybody, you know, engaged.
Well, the cool tie in to Chicago is that Virgil Abloh, I didn't realize that, I went to hear him speak, grew up with Kanye here. Mm-hmm. And he told this wonderful story about how they pooled all their money and they flew to Paris and they were thinking they'd get into the shows. And then it was like, you know, velvet rope, you're not getting into the shows.
Oh my God.
And now, you know, only about a decade later, Kanye's show and Virgil Yeezy with Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
But he was really inspiring these kids about going after their dreams and stepping outside of the box and really saying, like, what is a logo? He makes you question, what is logo? You know, it's not an ivory tower. Create your own logo. Think, you know, thinking outside. It was really, yeah. I was really inspired by him. I thought he was great.
But yeah. Master Gates was also a part of that group that they showed all three of them at the MCA. And he, too, even with his art, has a partnership with Prada, where his images and his art is all over the world, which is, it's really interesting to see how art and culture and art culture are merging in different ways.
But yeah.
Touching other
and
countries.
Supporting art. Young, you know, more unknown artists.
Absolutely. And urban centers, which is really helpful to give kids another way to dream.
But it's teenagers and kids in their lower 20s that are buying all this stuff. Who can afford it?
Wow, that's a good question.
I mean, it's so
how
expensive.
Are they affording it?
My son wanted a backpack. He's like, Dad, I can save up for a backpack for $550. And I said, absolutely not.
Right.
A $550 backpack, first of all, you're going to take it to school. Someone's going to steal it. Secondly, no. That doesn't happen.
You know, that's what I hate about Instagram culture.
Yeah,
you know, I hate that my kids,
that's the thing,
that my kids know about the all the brands as well. You know, my daughter's working the whole summer every day and she can save up the money and buy her ear pods and buy whatever. But I too would put my foot down. It's like, if you get that now, what are you going to look forward to?
You. That's what
You know, with my first few jobs, I remember buying my first Gucci bag. And it was the first time I made more money than my rent. And I was eating tuna out of a can for 3 months after. But so worth it.
Yeah.
I remember buying a pair of leather Nike shoes to play basketball in eighth grade. That was a big deal for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember Reebok high tops. I'm dating myself.
Oh, I do too. They were kind of gray. Mine were the gray ones.
Oh, well, mine were white for a week and then became gray.
Amy Terracaccia in studio. I got to take a break and we're going to talk about your article and talk about traveling.
Okay.
And I read another article this week about carrying on.
Oh,
which
see?
We need to hit every single time you come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There's no reason to ever check bags ever again.
Yes. And remind me about Morocco, and I'm going to talk about carry on.
Morocco.
Yes.
All right. It's 720 WGN on TV. In studio with us, travel expert Amy Terracaccia, who was just published in the New York Times. Are you only the New York Times and Washington Post, or are you other publications?
I write also for Vogue. I write for Condé Nast Traveler. I write for Teen Magazine. You're going to be sorry you asked. Men's Journal.
Teen.
No, T. The New York Times Style Magazine.
Nice.
No, I aged out of that, but thank you so much for reminding me.
T. Magazine.
Men's Journal and Chicago Tribune I've written for, too.
Okay. Napa Valley with the family. This is on our list to go.
Okay.
My wife loves wine.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this?
Okay. So this story, actually, unfortunately, with the New York Times, we have strict word counts. So I just saw that. We have strict word counts. So they had to X out my introduction, which was very funny, about how I took my kids through all through Italy, through France, and the whining at every vineyard. Are we done? I would stick candy, bribery
they
material
have no
in the
idea.
Backpacks.
By the way, this is your job, and you bring the kids along so they can have culture.
Exactly.
Yes, this is what you do for a living, and you bring your kids along.
Yeah. I mean, my kids are so lucky. So when they were younger, they really hated it. And in Europe, they really make no effort whatsoever to do anything for kids. It's like, you know,
they don't care.
They don't care.
Right.
So Napa Valley has been doing some. I don't want to make it so Napa Valley seems like they're turning into Disney or Vegas, mm-hmm. because they're not. A lot of it is very adult centric. You've got French Laundry. You've got fine dining. These are things you're not going to take your kids to. You enjoy those as adults. But what what they are doing for kids, which is fantastic, is we did horseback riding through vineyards, which was so stunning and so beautiful. And then I found out there are about two handfuls of vineyards that do allow kids. Some do not. Mm-hmm. And those, there are quite a few of them in Calistoga. So I found a bike company that would do a tour with us on bike, and we'd hit, so I wouldn't be driving. So I'd be drinking.
Well, I was just going to say, that is a great idea. I've never heard of that.
So we went biking in the back roads of this Calistoga, which is flatter because mm-hmm. part of Napa, as you know, you're from that area, mm-hmm. is very hilly and mountainous. So we're going through there. We're going on the back roads. There's Old Faithful, like the small version, not the one in Yellowstone. I think it's in Yellowstone. And that's the Old Faithful in Napa erupts every, 20 minutes. So that was really cool to see. And then we hit these vineyards. And what they did is they've got cornhole for the kids to play with. They've got grape juice. A lot of them have animals. They've got goats. They've got, emus. One had emus running around.
Why did it take so long for them to figure it out? Because the parents can sip wine and sample wine and the kids can play over here. And then you hop on a bike and you take off.
I think they just didn't care about attracting kids.
Yeah.
And now that parents, there are so many statistics showing that families are taking more extravagant trips with their kids, and they don't want to go and leave the kids at home. So they really want to accommodate this. But I want to tell you the best part. My daughter, who you've met, loves math and science. And so they took us on a little tour using very few too scientific, wording, and got her so engaged talking about how math and science mm-hmm. is used in wine, and took her and showed her all the different like beakers. If you show this kid a beaker, she's in heaven.
So anyway,
once she knew that analogy, and then at another one, they taught her how to smell bouquet and aroma. So from that point on, everywhere we went, I'd say, smell this. She says, peaches. I say, oh, you're a genius.
Yes.
So she thinks she's right. So she's willing to sit there for like an hour more.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Now she's going to become a sommelier.
A sommelier. But the other thing about Napa is there are food trucks. So I found where there are food trucks. And something else I couldn't put in that story is we rented a convertible we picked up from San Francisco Airport, zipping around in a convertible. And I said, let's listen to your playlist. Kind of grease the wheels for bribery. So that was part of the fun.
Nice.
And then there's a couple of hotels I should mention. This Vista Colina that I wrote about is relatively new. It's a year old. Really reasonable, I felt, like $250 a night for a really decent sized room. And what they do, if you go here with smaller children, there are 9 tasting rooms in this complex. So you stay in the hotel, there's a giant lawn where the kids are playing Jenga and cornhole, and the parents are like boozing it up, and just like the kids are in the middle, and then they've got multiple restaurants, so they kind of bring the best of Napa to you.
Right.
So I thought that hotel I hadn't heard of before. And then on the luxury side, Calistoga Ranch, which is part of the Auberge Collection, super luxurious.
I don't even know what that means, but I want to stay there.
Oh my God, you want to
already ready.
You want to stay there.
The Auberge.
They have goats. They've got chickens. They have everything, and amazing wine and hiking on property.
Well, one of the things that you explain and when you write is you have reasonable places. And of course, you talk about the high end stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of us are on a budget.
Yeah. High, low.
When we travel.
High, low. That's great.
Definitely.
And I think it's really, there are certain outlets that focus strictly on luxury. The New York Times, the Washington Post are the outlets I contribute to the most. And you don't want to alienate people. I mean, I wrote about Calistoga Ranch, which is very expensive. And then on the other side is a Westin in downtown Napa. And I think that it was around $200 or $190 a night. And you can walk around and you can make this kind of trip work, whatever your budget is, which is another important message. Mm. People think Napa's so luxurious and extravagant. Parts of it are. But then you've got the farm stands and
just
the
like
diners.
Anything else. Yep.
Yeah.
And
there
are locals living there.
Yeah. And the food's good because they've got to compete.
Well, think about the wine, too.
Jeez, the best.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you should have seen. I was like,
she's tossing her hand back for those of you who can't see.
But it's interesting that you say that because I had two sets of friends that went to Napa and they had to hire drivers because you don't want to drink. as you're sampling wine, but the bike thing would be great.
They've got the bike thing. They've got
horses.
Well, the horses. But the horses. But you're only on one estate. You don't go from estate to estate galloping.
Oh, I thought you'd be galloping or riding down the road.
Okay. It was like a vineyard thing, and then they've got a tasting after. That's called Shady Brook Estate, and it was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But they've also got like this other place, the one I mentioned, Vista Colina. They've got a shuttle that goes back and forth. A lot of places have shuttles, and you really have to be careful because they are watching for drunk drivers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So you got to be careful.
Amy Terracaccia in studio with us. Just to let people know, we're talking about Napa now. The last time we had you on, we were talking about camps, and we were talking about camping and glamping and the whole deal. Yeah. So you're all over the board with this.
I'm all over the board for this. I mean, the story that another one I want to bring up is I wrote for the Post last week was about mountain towns versus beach vacations. And if you talk to the beach aficionados, they're like, what? You would give up the surf and the sand for altitude? Walk outside today and tell me you wouldn't like to be at altitude.
I know,
right
but
now.
You're not a sand person. I'll take the beach any day over the mountains. But there's certain people that don't like sand in the beaches.
Yeah, I don't like, I also really don't like sweating, if truth be told. Unless I'm at CrossFit.
I am sweating right now, okay? I sweat all the time.
So I'm going to Jackson Hole. It's a place I love. I'm going there on Wednesday. In this article, I wrote about Park City, Jackson Hole. You just brought up Woodstock. I was in Woodstock, New York. Michael Lang has photography kind of shown.
That's right. Yeah, he's got that exhibition.
Got an exhibition. Yeah. And Woodstock, New York. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible place. I mean, these were all places selected for the ability to go hiking, biking, be very active, have an amazing food scene, and be at an altitude where your hair isn't frizzing in the morning. Yeah. Essential. What was the other one I wrote about? Oh, Asheville, North Carolina, which I loved.
North Carolina is gorgeous.
So beautiful.
But here's my thing. I love live music. You know, and it's one of the things when I travel, I'm curious about like who's local, who's playing, who's traveling with music.
That's a really good point because almost everywhere that I went to, I'm too tired to stay awake for live music at this point.
Oh, God.
I love live music too. Yeah. I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. So they had Asheville had incredible music in this one place called the Guitar Bar. Mm. Their live music starts at 7. So I really dug it. So they had that. So like still light out, just drinking some beer, listening to music. Asheville's got live music. Jackson Hole.
Is there a direct flight from Chicago?
Yes.
Really?
Direct flight to Asheville. To go to Woodstock, you can go into Manhattan and then take the train or a bus very easily. In Jackson Hole, there's a direct flight. And okay. Park City, too, to Salt Lake City.
A lot of people are going to Park City.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean,
right now they're going to Park City, not just to ski during the wintertime.
Well, that's what's so great is that all of these mountain towns are amazing in the summer. They all have music festivals. They all have hiking, whitewater rafting, biking. You can be really, really active. That's the thing I don't like about beach vacations. I just sit there and drink beer.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
I'm like, get in the water. It's so refreshing.
Yes. See, there is an ocean or a lake there, right?
That's true.
Yes, definitely so. Where can people follow you on Instagram?
Amy Terracaccia on Instagram and Twitter, and Amy Terracaccia Journalist on Facebook.
Okay. And by the way, you're a great follow on Instagram because it's just not pictures of you hanging out in cities. Very artsy pictures, environmental pictures, and you're a great follow.
Oh, thank you.
And it's good to see you again.
You too.